So to talk a little bit about this research that we put out 2 years ago that I talked about before when the organization was smaller, it's amazing how big it is now. In that research, we were interested in the puzzle of why it is that people don't believe in global warming. So as you all know, there's all this evidence, mounting evidence, that global warming is real, but at the same time, substantial numbers of Americans deny that global warming exists or are highly skeptical about it and the huge impediment to change. And when we looked around for a possible explanation of why this might be, it occurred to us that global warming presents a very real threat to people's fundamental beliefs about the world. There's a research tradition in psychology that's decades long that finds that people are deeply committed to viewing the world as just and fair, stable, and predictable, and so on. And if you think about it, this is sort of the first theory you would make about the world, right? You would say, okay, the world is as it is, and tomorrow it'll be roughly the way it is today. And then after that, you can develop more complex theories about how the world works that you layer upon that. And when information arises that threatens this basic belief about how the world works, people tend to disregard that information, or at least they're very motivated to. They would like to if they have any excuse to at all. And so we thought maybe this is part of what's happening with global warming skepticism. Maybe people find that global warming is a threat to this fundamental belief about the world, and then they disregard it as a result. And one thing that's interesting about the theory is that it might not just explain global warming skepticism, but also identify a way out. Because it would suggest that if you could package messages about how bad global warming is with information about how one could address it, how you could successfully counteract global warming and climate change, that people would have something else that they could do with their discomfort. They'd have something else they could do with their cognitive dissonance. They could believe in global warming and they could take action. So we tested our reasoning about this in a couple different ways, and I'm just talking about one of the studies here. We conducted an experiment where we measured people's belief in global warming on a survey, and then we brought them into a laboratory environment and had them read a short media report about a recent climate science conference. And the article concluded with either a sort of dire, scary message about global warming and its impending, the impending destruction that will be associated with climate change, or with a more positive, solution-oriented ending that emphasized that while global warming is a very, very serious problem, it could be successfully counteracted with, in this case, technological investment and innovation. And what we found was that the subjects in the study who read the more positive message tended to increase their belief in global warming, but those who read the dire, more apocalyptic message believed less in global warming. And furthermore, we found that these patterns were especially strong among people who scored as high in belief in the world as just and stable and orderly. Those people that especially hold this fundamental view about the world were especially threatened by just purely negative messages. And what these results show is a few things. So first, one of the factors that drives global warming skepticism is this fundamental tendency that people have to believe that the world is predictable and stable and fair. It is a deeply held belief of many people. It tends to be more common amongst more conservative people, and it's closely tied to global warming skepticism in this research and other research. Second, really negative, dire messages about global warming are especially likely to backfire because they threaten that belief. But lastly, we find that more positive messages can actually work really well. And so you can actually see some pretty negative stuff about the severity of global warming if you package that with a solution. People don't want to believe in something that might not be fixable. But if it is fixable, then you can direct their concern towards action.